We have to do something, okay? Something huge.
This time it's got to be something huge.
Something huge.
They're not ready for something like that. They're just kids.
Not something stupid. Something huge.
It's something huge.
Well, I am ready for this.
I am ready as well.
Start the show! Start the show!
All right, let's start this show. Huge? Well, it will start with an H and a U because, after all, it is Hump Day. Hey, my humptastic friends. Yeah. This is going to be humpalicious. Star Country 96.9. You woke? No, I don't mean are you awake. Of course you are. You're listening to me. I mean, are you woke? And certain people, depending upon how they are kind of on the political spectrum, will have very visceral reactions to that. Some say, yes, I am woke. Others say, no, I am not woke. What I'm about to bring to your attention, and maybe you heard about this, how can I throw a disclaimer out? I have a lot of gay friends. I do, from my Chicago days. Dear people, love them. But now when I find out that Superman, the latest generation of that, John Kent, the son of Clark Kent, bisexual, Superman, swings both ways. Is that taking woke too much? Does everything have to then be accommodative? Can't we just leave Superman as Superman? Well, the Man of Steel is coming out to say he's bi. It doesn't matter to him if you are a girl or a guy. Now he's dating a pink-haired reporter dude. Oh, but gals, don't worry. He's got an interview, too. If he's bisexual, will you still call him Superman? His Tinder profile says he'll date a woman or date a man. Superman's coming out with superhuman pride. Now Superman is bi, or should I say Superman?
Star Country 96.9.
I want to talk money. Money, money, money. Always goes so fast, and especially now. I suppose in part it's because my salary stays the same, but everything else just is costing more, including bacon. Have you seen the price of bacon? It's skyrocketing. Grandkids, sorry, your college fund, I had to dip into it so I can have some strips of bacon this weekend. But I suppose as the price goes up, maybe demand comes down, which means less bacon is eaten, which would make some people happy about that. Like some really famous pigs? Like Porky?
That's the best thing I've heard all the week. I hate the bacon almost as much as I hate wearing pants.
Miss Piggy!
I can't wait to share the wonderful news with my beloved Kermy. Unless people start eating frog legs instead.
What was that, Miss Piggy?
Nothing.
And with prices going up, even Piglet feels a little safer in the 100-acre wood.
That's great news. Every time Winnie the Pooh gets a rumbly in his tumbly, he looks at me and drools.
Oh, Piglet, that only happens when you spill honey on yourself.
Oh, dear.
Even Peppa Pig has an opinion, right, Peppa? Oh, I guess she can't give one. Just need some lettuce and tomato. Yum.
Name's Biden. Joe Biden. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-da-da-da-da-da.
Are you channeling James Bond this morning, sir?
You can just call me 0046. Get it?
Well, sure. You're the 46th president of the U.S.
That's right, Money Pony. And I got a license to kill, which is nice, because in my age, usually people are trying to take away your license away.
So you're like some kind of secret agent.
Oh, yeah. And I got all kinds of cool secret agent gadgets.
Ooh, like a pen that shoots poison darts, something like that?
Even better, I got this pendant I wear around my neck. If I fall down, I just press this button.
I think I've seen those on TV.
No way, Jax. Top secret. Oh. I'm only joshing you, Josh. I've always been a huge James Brown fan, man. You know, I like my favorite beverage shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, you're talking about a martini.
Close. Metamucil. If you shake it, it's too clumpy.
What's your mission today, 0046?
The mission is the same as always. I'm going to be fighting against my arch nemesis. Ooh. Bad guy. Ooh. Wants to take over the world.
Wow, who's that? Is it Goldfinger?
Close. He's more of an orange color than gold. 0046, over and out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sports break.
Sorry, Clint Cooper. We're not segueing into your sports break for sports this hour. I think we need to talk about rodeo. So that's what we're going to do during our sports break. Inviting into the mix, NTCC rodeo coach Justin Hampton. Hey, coach.
What do you say there?
It's going great, and we have a fun Friday and Saturday for folks as Mount Pleasant is hosting, what is it, the third rodeo of the season?
Yes, it is our third rodeo in the NRA Southern Region season. Yes, sir, and it's going to be right out at the Mount Pleasant City Arena there on Green Hill Road.
Excellent. And so how many different schools are participating?
There are probably anywhere from 10 to 12 with some individuals along the way, all over Texas and Louisiana. It makes up the southern region of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. And we are, in our region, are about 370 members strong.
Wow, that is awesome. So let's focus in on the rodeo. And then let's, again, focus in on something going on tonight. But first, the rodeo. The official performances on Friday, when does it begin?
Friday night, 7:30. I've got a lot of great things going on. Wing Rodeo out of Pagoda, Texas.
Nice.
Our stock contractor and Cody Gray is our clown act. And we are going to represent that southern region starting at 7:30 on Friday night. And then we back that up again on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, given that you have all these different schools participating and you also have some individuals that will be participating, are you going to be able to fit all of the performances in during those official performance times, 7:30 Friday or 2 o'clock Saturday? Will you have slack? And if so, can the public enjoy the slack?
Yes, we do. We have slack tomorrow morning. We have a special section of slack. We are accommodating a group of college rodeo athletes that qualified for the CPRA finals down in Angleton. So we're going to start with them first thing in the morning at 8, and then we're going to go right back to a full section of slack at 10 o'clock, and then Saturday morning we'll do it again at 9 a.m.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I had heard through the rumor mill a month and a half ago or so that y'all have a bull rider that qualified for like a professional rodeo. Is that true or not?
Yes, we do. We have a pretty good bull hand out there. His name is Sean Garner.
Hmm.
He did qualify for the National Intercollegiate or Rodeo Finals last year, the CNFR. He's also competing at several different finals events. But we also have another bull rider out there by the name of Nathan Gwynn, who qualified for the LCRA finals. So,
sweet.
Yeah, we got some great talent, and we're really trying to represent Northeast Texas at a high level with all of our different rodeo student athletes, and we're doing a pretty good job. I took over for the coach, Skyler Honeycutt, and Skyler did a great job of leaving me a great team, and so I'm very thankful for that.
So the previous two rodeos, how did you all fare?
We did all right. The first rodeo, we competed at a high level. We didn't have very many in the top 10, but that wasn't down in Tatum. And then we backed that up there at Uvalde 2 weeks ago, Uvalde, Texas, down at Southwest Junior College, where we had Garrett Fields, won second or third in the steer wrestling. And we had one of our Hawaiian student athletes by the name of Taylor DaCosta. She finished second in the team roping.
Nice.
So we fared well at Uvalde.
Oh, excellent. And I know you're going to fare well in your home rodeo. It is happening Friday and Saturday. So people will get tickets when they show up to the rodeo arena, or can they purchase them today and tomorrow at the school?
Tickets are right there at the box office, right there at the Mount Pleasant Rodeo Arena.
Okay.
We've got to thank Bo Rester and the Mount Pleasant Rodeo Association for working hand-in-hand with us and allowing us to be out there. They've been such a great help, and I'll be honest with you, the whole community of Mount Pleasant, Texas has been such a support system for us. We're so appreciative. To get tickets at the gate. And all NTCC faculty and staff, as well as students, show their IDs and they're in for free.
So I got a question for you. We're talking with NTCC rodeo coach Justin Hampton. I understand there is a fundraiser going on this evening. Tell me about that.
We have a breakaway roping going on. It starts tonight at 7 o'clock out at the arena, at the City Arena. And it's, you know, the sport of breakaway is taking off. And we are, you know, we're on the wagon with them. We have a lot of great breakaway ropers that rope here at Northeast Texas Community College, as well as in the area. But we're also bringing in a lot of the collegiate breakaway ropers tonight, coming in early to compete, as well as a lot of our local talent in the area when it comes to open breakaway ropers. All ladies open breakaway ropers tonight. Start sign up at 6, rope at 7.
Justin, I hope it is a successful weekend. I have faith it will be. Good luck to the team and you, the coaches. Enjoy hosting this rodeo event. I do know from watching the Mount Pleasant Rodeo that the Rodeo Association, they know how to put on a rodeo, and teaming up with them to help you on yours is going to pay dividends. I know it will over the next couple of days. That rodeo arena is a great spot to have a rodeo. Wing Rodeo Company, we're talking about some rank livestock. So you are going in the direction of a professional rodeo on the collegiate level. So it is going to be a full entertainment of clown and great livestock at a great venue. I know it's going to be a wonderful time Friday night and also Saturday afternoon. Make sure you get your tickets. Support Northeast Texas Community College's rodeo team as they host the third rodeo of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association Southern Region. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the help.
I'm going to give you one more segment here. If there are others that we haven't mentioned that you would like to thank, and I know that is sort of a slippery slope just in case you miss somebody, but are there sponsors you need to get in, anything like that?
You know, everybody that's involved in this Mount Pleasant Rodeo Association, there's such a numerous list, and they're all such big hitters in our program. But obviously, you know, we look at the entrepreneurial spirit of Mount Pleasant, Texas, and everybody knows kind of where we're at there with Buddy McCallum and Preferred and all the people involved with making rodeo, and Bo Rester, such a huge deal here in Mount Pleasant. And obviously, you know, Mount Pleasant has got some big things going on with their rodeo, going to a different level, and it's just a great place to be and a great time to be here.
Here, here.
So thank you very much.
You got it. That is Justin Hampton, NTCC rodeo coach. Enjoy the rodeo Friday and Saturday.